Malarkey. The Devil's Advocates invented malarkey.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy, happy hour to us all. You can always join us on the phone at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, I saw a little bit of news. Tommy Thompson says he's not running for the governor of the great state of Wisconsin.
Good.
Well, yeah, I was excited.
I think I told you that. I think you might have been wrong about that one, Crudy, but yes, okay.
Well, one he's of us not was running. Right. 63% of the time, one of us is right all the time. Tommy not running. Apparently, he polled the family, and the wife and the kids all said no. And I'm like, did that ever stop anybody?
Well, I mean, he's 80 years old now. And I think he's going to value the last few years of his life. Doesn't want to be fighting with the family. So no, I think I'm glad he's not going to run. I already lost a little respect for the man for even going down to Mar-a-Lago and seeing the Mago Cheeto Jesus. But, let's leave it up to, Clayfish and Ram Jam. Who else is running? Oh, and what? Nicholson?
Nicholson.
I'm like, maybe Scott Walker's going to come back and save the day.
Wanker. I was looking through my Facebook memories over the course of the weekend.
Memories.
And 2018, April came up. Right about this time frame, 4 years ago. Remember what I was doing, Dom?
What's that?
Making an ass of myself running for governor of the great state of Wisconsin. Doing what Tommy Thompson wasn't courageous enough to do. Yeah. Going against the will of the wife and the family and declaring one's candidacy.
Yeah, and then a month later, you went with the along with the wife and the family.
Well, so marriage longevity.
Yes. At least Tommy Thompson saved himself 30 days of grief.
He did. I did not. 844-967-2789. One other note I took today. TheHill.com reporting Joe Biden, he's in it to win it. He's running for re-election. He told Barack Obama that. So it's going to require a little courage on your part, Dom. Should Biden run again?
I'm not voting for any Republicans. So whoever the Dem nominee is, that's who I'm voting for. But no, I don't think he should. I don't know. But the concern that I have is, who's on the bench? Who's going to step up if it wasn't him? And it's one thing to say that now. It's an entirely different thing to. I mean, you don't know. Oh, come on, man.
Biden just went to a funeral for
a guy who's like 50 years old, dude. I mean, health things can come up. And Trump's been already, projecting that he won't run, quote unquote, because you never know what's going to happen with health. While I think he's projecting and won't run, Trump won't run. I think that is a natural concern for someone like Biden of his age. And, it's a stressful job, and he won't be the same guy a year from now that he is today. So I appreciate his intent. But if it's not Biden, my question to you, back to you, Crudy, who is it?
Well, let me finish the sentence I was trying to spell there for a second. Biden thinks Biden's the only guy that can beat Trump. Now, I would disagree with that assessment. And I got a couple of future presidential candidates, but I would disagree with you. I actually think the incumbent should run for re-election. Barring some significant health decline, I think that Joe Biden absolutely should run for re-election. And I'm a Bernie guy. Love to know what the audience thinks on this topic. 844-967-2789. But I think, of course, Joe should run for re-election. Ain't gonna go down in history as a HW Carter, no, you go for two terms, you go for the gusto. If you think you were good enough the first time, your ego after being called Mr. President for the last 4 years is absolutely going to lead you to the conclusion you're America's only best.
Yeah, being 79, Trump. So 77 versus, 81, you're going to wrap up at 85. I mean, those are, I don't know. I mean,
would you have the same qualms if it was Bernie?
A little bit, man. A little Why? Bit. And I love me some Bernie. I think the age thing concerns me.
Has Bernie slowed
me.
Down? Have you noticed
I haven't noted a whole lot with Bernie, but I haven't seen him around. I haven't seen a whole lot of statements. I mean, I know he's out there, but I haven't seen Bernie live in quite some time. I think the age, it's a real barrier, man. And it's one thing to say it now. It's another thing to, you know, go through with it and go through the grueling. I don't know, I guess how grueling is it going to be if the Republicans don't show up for presidential debates? You know, what do you really got to do? But I think it is something at that point, at that age, it becomes much more of a concern.
So you heard it here first. Tom is ageist. 844-967-2789.
You know, the funny thing is, I get less ageist the older I get.
Mark from the SAC. Welcome back. What do you got?
Hey, Mark.
Hey, guys. Yeah, you decided to clear the field, you know, the last time when you ran for governor and, you know, that like Ella Walker.
I couldn't even talk Josh Pate out of running, man.
Yeah, it's I heard today, first I heard on the Devil's station
but some people say I kept now ambassador to Luxembourg Tom Barrett from climbing in the race, some people say.
I find it amazing that Ron Johnson is actually siding on with the Republican platform, apparently it's going to be is to get rid of Social Security and raise taxes on the guys down at our end of the economic spectrum.
Are you talking about the Rick Scott platform? I mean,
he's Rick Scott platform, and Ron Johnson actually came out and said he's in favor of that. Well, how are they going to replace Social Security? I mean, that there's going to be a lot of people, protesters and walkers, coming out and shaking their walkers and others as well that collect Social Security.
Oh, Mark, it'll be a repeal and replace, and they'll come out with the plan in like 2 weeks. Trust me. 2 weeks. They'll come out with a great plan.
Right.
Great plan.
Right. I mean, it's ridiculous. And for family values, ask them what they think about Donald Trump Jr., 5 children at home cheating on the wife and then taking up now with Kimberly Guilfoyle. What kind of family values is that? Ask your friends about that. I mean, that it's a there's a lot of, you know, that there's a lot of Democrats that they don't consider family value Democrats that don't pull that kind of nonsense.
Appreciate your call, Mark. You are listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, rolling through the happy hour. I got Fancy Brian in the Shaw. I got Dom in an undisclosed bunker location behind a bar somewhere. I'm here in the world headquarters with Evan in Madison. And you can join us on the phones. Dial us up, 844-967-2789. More Devil's Advocates. Want to talk about tan testicles next, perhaps, Dom?
What?
I did what I came to do.
He is too old.
That's up to them.